Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back for another edition of Black College Nine's podcast series. Our podcast series, we always talk about the HBCU baseball coaches and the many things they do for their baseball programs. And with that being said, today's podcast will focus on Texas Southern University head baseball coach Michael Robertson. And if you're familiar with HBCU baseball, Texas Southern is a program that they stay atop of the SWAC, the Southwestern Athletic Conference. Since Michael Robertson came on as coach, first he was at Prairie View A&M University, turned that program around pretty quick in his first year. While he was there, led him to the SWAC championship, and he did one heck of a job, and he received several awards that year. He was a 2007-2008 SWAC Coach of the Year. Then he decided to leave and go to Texas Southern. A major difference, major turnaround. In the eyes of many, including myself, Michael Robertson is a coach that turns programs into winning programs. He'll turn any baseball program into a winning program. We're going to talk about that. But we're also going to talk about many things that he's doing and his struggles coaching, and how he is I consider Michael Robertson as a second half coach. It'll never happen. But if Texas Southern under Michael Robertson were to play 100 games the first half of the season, he would go 25-25. But the second half, he might lose one or two. Major turnaround. The thing I like about Michael Robertson is how he coaches and his style of coaching. In case many of you don't know this, but Texas Southern has one of the toughest schedules in HBCU baseball. Not just HBCU baseball, all of HBCU baseball. They take on the top, and it helps prepare them for the SWAC Conference regular season, and their conference championship. Coach Michael Robertson, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good. Now, Coach, there's a lot of things that are going on at Texas Southern in the baseball program, but let's concentrate on what led you to Texas. What made Texas Southern so intriguing to you?
I think mostly was just a challenge. You hit things right on the dot with Prairie View A&M University. Now, when I just go back and think about what transpired during my 2002 season in high school, of course, I started out being a high school coach for 15 years at a predominantly black school, Forestburg High School, and which was my alma mater. I'm a product of North Forest Independent School District. And we did some really great things there in some adverse conditions. And I'd say we were able to do pretty much the same thing at Prairie View A&M University. And being that Prairie View was the worst team in the country prior to me coming in, I think they were 3-48 is what they were telling me. But we went in with the same mentality, the same vision that we had at Forestburg High School. And that was hard work, dedication, you know, and you know, through it all, we put our kids first. We spent an enormous amount of time with just planning, you know, and of course, you know, you may hear things about, you know, I love practice. And I always tell people this, is that we actually spend more time meeting, and those discussions are centered on one thing. And that's our progression and development of each one of our ball players, and not just from an athletic standpoint, but physically, mentally, spiritually, everything. You know, we try to focus on the whole student, athlete, and that's what I think we've done a pretty good job at. And besides that, just you know, a lot of good help along the way, all the relationships that I've been able to encumber throughout my 30-year career. I want to thank all of of my assistant coaches, because without them, then none of the things that we accomplished would be possible. Let me say that first. It seems like I think I get a lot of credit that's really maybe over the top a little bit, I think, because I always say without good help, then you're probably not going to be able to get things done, because sometimes coaching is overrated. And then I've been fortunate enough to work for a really good athletic director that promised me in my transition from Forest Brook to Prairie View that he would give me the things that it would take in order for us to be successful. So, of course, I've had two stints with him. We were together 6 years at Prairie View A&M University, and we were able to turn that program around. By the third year, we was in a championship, and actually we played in four straight championships, and that's something that hasn't been done in the Southwestern Athletic Conference. It's probably been maybe over 20 or 25 years or so. Maybe a Southern University team may have done it last. But I do want to put that out there, because the kids deserve the credit during my time there for that. And then to just kind of speed up on things, the focus is on Texas Southern now. And I would like to talk about it a little bit, because I think it's a lot of, you know, really good things that's going on there at Texas Southern. And I don't believe that the program itself and the university gets its just due, mainly because we have a different situation at Texas Southern than probably 96 or 97% of other schools in Division I, because don't have our own ballpark. So actually we play all of our games on the road. You know, I wouldn't even say McGregor Park is our home field, because we don't have autonomy over it. It's just a place where we practice at and where we do play our conference games. We've changed things over the last 5 years, and of course this is my 10th year there, but over the last 2 years, if you take a look at our schedule, you'll see that we played at least 36 of our schedule, 36 games on our schedule away from McGregor Park. And so, you know, I think that it's a positive for me and my kids, because it gives us an opportunity to do something that we promised them if they would come to Texas Southern. We promised our kids that we would give them a great baseball education and that all of them would graduate. And so this is the other thing that's quite kept at Texas Southern, is that if you come there, then you are going to graduate.
Right.
We have carried over a 3.0 GPA as a team for the last 4 or 5 years. The only year we fell short was last year, and a lot of that was because the 36 ball games played on the road and the wear and tear of being on the bus, but we still was able to accomplish a 2.95 overall as a team. We've had, I think in 2015, we saw 17 of our student athletes that made the all-SWAC academic team, and then last year we had 13. So we have some pretty solid kids, and it would take some kids that's academia to be able to balance the type of schedule that we're doing now. This year is nothing short of remarkable of what we've been able to accomplish. And I don't know if we could ever do it again unless we've got more resources in place. So, but again, this has been one of those years that, and of course we're still playing it, but we really have accomplished a lot in saying that, and being that, we play the toughest schedule of any school or any program of any HBCU program
in the last 4 years.
We you know, we're talking about Missouri State. We played them twice at the beginning of the year. They were top 25 school. We played, you know, all the teams in the Southland Conference, with the exception of maybe two. And we've done quite well against them. We played Oklahoma twice. We traveled down to Mississippi State. We played University of Texas. We played University of Baylor. We played Tulane. We played a really, really, really grueling schedule. And we did it on the top end of the season. I think we didn't get back home until probably after the first month of the season. And so in saying that, we played all our weekend games on the road, but even the midweek games were long travel games. I left by Kansas also. We went down and played Kansas for a weekend. And then also Abilene Christian as well for one weekend. And we competed very well. If you look at the scores of those ball games, we win every single ball game, with the exception of maybe Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma was a good wake-up call for us. It was one of those situations where I told my kids, this was a good butt-whipping, because it made us better going into the next weekend, because I liked the way that Oklahoma played, and we were able to take some things out of those two games that I thought, you know, that we could do to become better. So I like, you know, everything is just working out, you know, even though, you know, it may have not been the plan when I first got to Texas Southern, but after, you know, being there for, you know, I think by my eighth season, this is the antidote for Texas Southern because of all the adverse conditions and stuff we have. And then keep in mind that we changed everything around probably by my fifth year. Everything at Texas Southern got you know, we changed everything. I mean, in the way that we pitch, the way that we hit, the way that we play defense, the way that we recruit, the way we do our strength conditioning, we changed everything. We became more systematic. And in doing that, we've been able to play in three straight championships, you know, which we have done in winning two of the last 3 years. And I think that was all a byproduct of my assistant coach, Coach Marino. He played a big part in that. And I have to give him credit for it, because it seemed that it's working out really good for Texas Southern.
Well, how has that transpired to the SWAC conference? Because normally a lot of our HBCU large schools, with the exception of Texas Southern, they tend to go 0-500 against the top NCAA Division I programs. But your success in taking on these big programs, it brings you to the SWAC, where you dominate the SWAC. What's the difference?
You know, well, in planning the schedule, what we always tried to do was to improve our play through our schedule. We don't, like normally, you know, most schools, I think, in the SWAC, I think they tend to look at their record. And that's not what we're, you know, faced with. Besides from being in a situation where we're a low resource program, and, you know, baseball, it is what it is. You know, we don't have much revenue going, being that we're playing at a city park. So we have to do a lot of contract games in order to keep our program just alive and keep it funded. So that's why I say, you know, the way that we're going about our business now is like it's CSU way. It may not work for a Southern University or Jackson State, et cetera, because they have their own ball field, and their budget may be different. You know, so you have a lot of different dynamics in there. But for us, what we're trying to do is get our kids ready for May. That's it. We always tell them, you know, at the beginning of the year, hey, keep in mind, we want to win all of our ball games, but we are preparing you for May. And I think a big part of it is, the one thing that we tend to focus on, you know, within our system is our strength conditioning program. We will put what we're doing against probably any other baseball program in terms of trying to develop our kids in the ball season, get them bigger, faster, stronger. I think our situation at TSU is fascinating. We do CrossFit, and we believe, we have a big belief in our kids being physically sound, and we believe in going in the morning at 6:30, building mental toughness and character. And that's what we've done for the last 5 years. And when I tell you that all of our successes have been based on hard work and dedication, we work really hard. And it's not, don't get me wrong, it's not any other program that I know of in Division I that they don't work hard. You know, and you have so many good coaches out there now, and so many programs with great facilities, that it makes it difficult on the recruiting side. So we have not always been able to go out and get the student athletes that we've recruited. We tend to focus on, you know, the kids that we can get in that's going to perform well under our system. And that's it. So we make it, you know, do with, well, we're getting a lot accomplished with the kids that we're, you know, that's coming through the program where they may have not had an opportunity to play at, you know, U of H or Texas and stuff, but they see Texas Southern as being an opportunity. And when they get in, we find a way to get them to buy into our system. And then, you know, sometimes we use a little bit of, hey, look what you got on the schedule. This is a school that passed up on you. You're going to get a chance to, you know, play against them. You definitely have a chance to get some recognition, some exposure. And then being able to put kids in those environments that they normally wouldn't get a chance to play in. Like, we played at Constellation Field today. I mean, last week against, a couple weeks ago against University of Texas. And that was like it had the atmosphere and the environment like a pro game. And so that's the closest that some of our kids are going to get to Major League Baseball. So what a great, you know, what a great experience it is to come to Texas Southern. So those are some of the things that we've made work. But again, all in all, Mike, I think just getting them prepared for May. Because when May get here, we've been able to really, really turn it on in our tournament. But it's all a byproduct, I would say, because our strength and conditioning program.
And it showed, because the last year's SWAC Conference Championship, you guys were dominant, not only at the plate, but on the mound. And it was so evident that the one thing that stood out in a lot of people's mind is what you did after you defeated Alabama State in extra innings. You dove into the dog pile.
Yeah, it you know, and the thing that I want to say about that is that we had something that happened to us prior to the tournament that I really feel that turned our season around in the postseason, is that we were thinking that we needed to be on the other side of the bracket away from Jackson State, primarily because they beat our brains in during the regular season. So we was like, we need to win this conference so we don't be on the same side with them. And but long story short, we failed at home against Southern. And home is a place that we usually dominate. I think we was like 82 at home. And so we had Southern in our backyard. We just had to win that game. We go in number one seed, and we're on the side of the bracket. We get what we want. We get Alabama State. But look what happened. We end up finishing two and being on the side with Jackson State. And so it proposed this problem for us, is that we ended up pitching two kids against Jackson State who record was, one was 0-6. Okay, during the regular season, and I think the other kid was like 1-5 or something. So those were the two kids that defeated Jackson State. Isn't that a good story? One was a senior, and one was a junior that that transferred in from I think a D2 school. So I thought that was a really good feel good story. And then the kid that started the first game of the tournament, he started the championship on that Sunday, and then he pitched the first game in regional against LSU. That was the same kid that at one point during the season he was pitching for a scholarship against HBU, and he went out and tossed 9 innings, and the rest was history.
Yes.
So we've had a lot of feel good stories that's going on, and sometimes I know it don't get publicized and stuff, but you're exactly right. We have a different situation going on in Texas Southern. And we're actually doing some great things that sometimes, you know, it don't get, it don't make the print, it don't make the paper and stuff. And because we don't, you know, we try to keep quiet what we're doing and keep the focus on our kids. Texas Southern, if you don't win the SWAC championship, you really hadn't done anything. For example, you could win a conference and lose the championship, and you look at it as having a failed season. You know, and it's like that throughout the athletic department, and I think that's the reason why you see so many of our teams, our programs at Texas Southern that's going to finish either first or second